And I knew the lifeguard really well. So I went across the lifeguard and kind of had a word with him about what he might say once my brother finished his length, and we were kind of in tune. So brother finished that, and the lifeguard goes up to him and said, "Oh, I can see you struggling. Would you like some armbands?" The look on my brother's face was brilliant until he saw me laughing just a few feet away. Brother didn't need armbands because he wasn't really struggling. But Reach was set up a number of years ago as a response from God to people who are struggling, who were struggling and are struggling. It was because a number of people who were seeking to follow God had a real sense that God wanted to do something different, something that wasn't already happening. And what was fascinating is that there were other places around the country where a similar thing was happening, people being prompted to set up Christian counseling organizations, and were just delighted and very sort of thankful that just over 30 years on, God has sustained us. I'm just going to share a few things about Reach this morning. Click that one, did it go? Oh, there we go. Yet Reach offers professional quality Christian counseling to anyone in need. In terms of anyone in need, we work with those who have a Christian faith and those who don't have a Christian faith or of any other faith. In terms of being professional quality, all our counselors are trained. They've done between 2 to 4 years training and continue to do sort of ongoing, continual professional developments. And in terms of helping anyone, I think last year our youngest client was 6 and our oldest client was literally 96. So that's a reasonable spread. We're fortunate we can work with children and young people because a couple of our counselors are also qualified as counselors who can work with children and young people. We also have what we call a fair donation policy. So it's open to anybody, whether people are on benefit or whether they're at the top of their professions, because people from all levels of society have problems and difficulties that at times they need help with because they're struggling. And our fair donation policy, we encourage people to donate for a session, and what we say is £1 per £1,000 of annual income. So somebody earning £15,000 a year, we'd encourage them to donate about £15 a session. And what's interesting with that is when people do make some sort of donation, they are more committed to their counselling, they're more able to evaluate it. So way back, we used to do it for free, and actually when we introduced a fair donation policy, we could see people were more motivated, and it led to greater changes in their lives. I once worked out, actually, that if Wayne Rooney came for counselling, and I can't say whether he has or hasn't, but if he, in terms of his salary and our fair donation policy, we would encourage him to donate £13,000 a session. Whether he would or not is another thing altogether, but it's just that range of people in society that we're able to work with. This is what is lovely to see on evaluation forms after people have concluded their counselling, and fortunately many people will often write that on their evaluation form, that their counselling was life-changing. That's our heart, that people will see things change in their lives, things that they may have been struggling with for many years, or tragedies that they've experienced. I mean, we live in a very privileged society. Some of the peoples that Louise was praying for before are much worse off than us. And yet we're so aware, aren't we, that in today's society, the pain of mental and emotional health is so significant. My wife and I were at our son's graduation as a teacher this week, and one of the saddest things was that his best friend on his teaching course didn't make it to the graduation because, sadly, a few months earlier, he took his own life. This was a boy from he was comfortably off, he had a lovely car, he seemed to have a nice situation. No idea what was going on within him, but something within that poor boy was so tormenting that he got to that place of taking his own life. So we can't tell what's going on inside people from our outside. Sometimes some of us know we're putting on a smile when inside there's something quite different going on. And it's a privilege that through the work of Reach, people are allowed to come and say what's really going on inside, what they're really feeling. I can remember one time watching a cartoon many years ago, and it was a cartoon character who was in a library. And of course, in library, you know, all the sort of things going on. And a huge book fell on this cartoon character. And he went to scream and then put his hand over his mouth because all around, you know, silence, do not speak, do not speak. He ran out of the cartoon library, ran over the cartoon hills way into the distance, and then let out this enormous yell. And then, of course, ran all the way back to the library in, you know, cartoon land. And it's interesting because sometimes people come to Reach and they share things and they share emotion that they say they've not been able to share for years or at times decades. They've been looking for the right place to feel safe enough to say what's really going on. Because for many people, they've grown up or they've experienced that type of library effect where it's don't say what's really going on, don't cry, don't talk about how you're feeling. And Reach certainly allows people that opportunity to share whatever might be going on. I've lost count of the number of people who said, I've never told anyone this before. And then they share something that's really deep and really significant that has shaped their lives. Just click the thing, there we go. Reach has developed from a few people in Liverpool to having counselling rooms across the Northwest. It's a privilege. It's not something we expected. When we started off in South Liverpool, we thought it would just be people from a few miles around who would come, who would find that sort of service of value. And then gradually, people were coming from further and further afield. And then over a period of time, there were other sort of churches or combinations of churches who saw what was happening or their people were coming to Reach, and they inquired about whether something could happen in their area. And it's just lovely to be here today, because this is the latest council room and partnership we've had. It's quite fantastic that there are a group from the church and representing the leadership who could see in the wonderful things that you've done with the building and your desire to reach out into the community to offer greater hope to the community, that there was a possibility of having that counselling, a safe place where people can come, where they can share their hurts and their pain, to know that you represent a God who really cares for people and wants people to have that opportunity to feel listened to feel cared for, to have that opportunity to see changes happen in their lives. This is a verse from Jeremiah. It's kind of God's criticism. It talks about people who treating the wounds of his people as if they weren't serious, and saying that there's peace and peace when clearly there isn't peace. God cares about our wounds. Even if other people don't see them, he cares about those wounds. He cares about our hearts. And he wants our wounds, he wants everyone's wounds to be treated seriously. I don't know if you've ever had a wound and someone's not treated it appropriately. I can remember one time after a football match, someone had stood on my toe, and it was really sore a few days later, and the toenail wasn't looking good, and I went to the A&E, and the doctor was quite casual. He looked and went, yeah, the toe's going to have to come off. I went, what? He went, what did I say? He said, you said the toe was going to come off. Oh, no, I meant the nail will have to come off. quite a bit different. Not appropriate to take a toe off just for the nail issue, but likewise, if you've got a huge gaping wound and someone just sticks a little plaster on it, that's not going to be of much help either. God wants our wounds treated appropriately, treated seriously. And sometimes that takes time, it takes skill, it takes understanding, it takes opportunity for people to really unpack things that they maybe never thought they'd have to work through. Or when people have faced tragedies and trauma beyond their expectation, and that well-meaning family and friends can offer support but can't offer a way forward, who find it struggle to hear those sorts of things, whereas our counselors are trained to deal with those sorts of things. So if that's God's criticism, is it fair to say, based on that verse, as this slide shifts, that God's encouragement is that he likes it when we treat the wounds of his people as serious, and when we only say there's peace when there really is peace? Sometimes as Christians particularly, we can be too keen to make out things are good when underneath they're not so good. There's even an interesting little phrase. It's called ecclesiogenic neurosis. Posh phrase. Yeah, you can use that one later if you want. Basically, what that means is something along the lines of, as a Christian, I'm not supposed to be angry, so I'll pretend not to be angry. Do you think our God gets upset if we're angry? No. Because our God, and hopefully the God that Rich tries to represent, he loves real people. And real people are messy. Real people are hurt. Real people get angry. And I don't know how deep your relationship is with God, but I believe in a God who wants us to be absolutely real with him, because it's real people he loves. And the more real we are with him, the more we can trust him, the more we can see that he really is who he says he is. And at times in counseling, it's allowing people that freedom to be angry with God. How can you not give someone the freedom to be angry with God? Think of parents who've lost children or been through the most unimaginable horrors in this country and in other countries we work with when they've come back here. Giving people that freedom to really tell it as it is and to discover that God really does care. Talk about serious wounds. Here are some of the issues that people come to reach for help with. I feel quite honored. I'll go into the office tomorrow morning, and the likelihood is that there will be some registration forms there from people who said, I want to come to Reach for help with, and they just write a few lines what the issues are, and there's some of the issues that people put on their forms. And I feel really honored that people who are hurting so much see Reach as a safe, hopeful place to come with those hurts, and that we continue to take it really seriously, that we can offer hope and help, and that there is a way forward. Some of the benefits of counseling. Talk about a skilled Christian counselor, one who can really listen to people, one who isn't fazed by strong emotions or doesn't feel there have to be easy answers, one who believes that God desires truth in the innermost places of our hearts. And sometimes those innermost places are really difficult to get to. Sometimes they're hidden away, and it takes patience and time for those deep hurts to be brought out before the truth can get into those places. Confidentiality, a safe place where no one is going to share what is said in that room, where no one's going to gossip, where people have the absolute freedom to say whatever is going on or has gone on for them. Time to talk. Counseling is a process, and it takes time. I sometimes linked it to like a journey on a plane. You know, you have the sort of the takeoff, which can be a bit bumpy, and then you have the flight, and there can be some turbulence. You don't quite know what that's going to be like, and then gradually coming into to land at the end of the counseling. Freedom to share their emotion. That is just so important that people know they're not going to be judged, they're not going to be told they shouldn't feel like that. Building a unique alliance, a relationship with a counselor based on trust and honesty and acceptance, and finding a way forward. Often for people to find a way forward, they need to see things differently. They need to see themselves differently. They need to have their thoughts changed, things they believed about themselves. For many people, it's a sense of change of self-esteem. People who thought they were of little value, and later, through the counseling process, discovering just how loved they are, just how special they are. One of the programs I watch now and again is the Antiques Roadshow. You might be surprised, I'm not an antiques specialist, but I like Antiques Roadshow for one major thing. I'll sit and listen and watch them talk about this little trinket and this little thing, but the one thing I'm looking for and waiting to hear is, how much is it worth? And I can remember one time there was a woman from Liverpool, this tiny little vase. And he went through all the talk about how old it was and where it was and who made it and all that stuff. And of course, it's just how much. And this was a good number of years ago. I remember at the end, the expert said, and it's worth £20,000. And then at the end of the show, it came up on the screen that the woman had sold the vase, and back then shows how long ago it was, and had bought a council house with the money. And when she was asked what she'd been doing with this vase beforehand, oh, it was just up on a shelf collecting dust. When she realized the true value of it, it changed her life. And that's the same for many, many people. Many people have been treated very badly. Many people, as children, have had things said about them that they've believed and thought they weren't worth much. And hopefully through the Christian counseling, they can discover more of their real value and then treat themselves with honor. I just want to introduce you to one of our counselors, Jane. Jane is a Reach counselor who works here in West Kirby. I'm just going to ask Jane to share. We've got another mic. The other mic disappeared? Right over there. Just to share why she enjoys being a Reach counsellor working here at West Kirby URC.
Good morning, everybody. It's lovely to be here this morning. I've been working as a counsellor here for the last 2 years since we started, and I've never been beyond that door there, so I've not known what this building's like, and it's fabulous, really, really impressed, but it's fabulous on the other side as well. Really like it. I love West Kirby. I've not been here that long, but I really, really like it. And one of the things, you might smile today, but I always feel when I come into West Kirby, it's like coming on my holidays. It's the beach, it's the buckets and spades that are sold and the ice creams and things like that. And it's a lovely, friendly atmosphere. And I really like it, even though it's freezing today. But life doesn't always feel like that. And we want the lovely, warm atmosphere of happiness and a happy and peaceful life. But sometimes it's just not like that. And things happen and challenges come and life gets hard. And we've seen that list of all the things that people come to Reach for, but the list goes on and on and on. And often people might think that there's one issue, and sometimes there are tons more underneath. And sometimes we just don't know what to do and we don't know who to talk to. And that happens in churches as well, that we feel like we have to put a face on and we don't know who we can trust, really. But here at Reach, We offer somewhere that's safe, that's confidential, and that you don't get judged. You can say whatever you like, and someone will listen to you and respect you and value you. And sometimes that is an experience that we've never had before, something that is totally new to us. That relationship of someone listening to you and focusing on you, and what you say is valid, your feelings are valid. And I consider it, like Andy said, I consider it a real privilege when people open up and people tell you things in their lives that they've never said before. And it really is an honour, and I absolutely love it, I really do. Finding a way forward sometimes can be hard for people. Sometimes we get so stuck in the mess of the way that we're thinking and we just don't know what to do. And what we try to do is just to help people, to guide them through their thoughts, through their thinking processes, through their emotions. Let them be free to talk, to be free to feel what you want to feel. And that's okay, and that's valid. But sometimes all we need is someone just to listen to us and to care. And that's what we hope to provide at Reach. And I've loved working here. I love that room, it's fab. Really do. And I really enjoy coming here, and I do feel it's an honour and a privilege. And I'd just like to thank people here for your support and your insight into taking us on. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Jane. It's lovely to see Jane's obvious joy in the work she does. And a particular joy in being able to work here, the combination of Jane moving into this area, wanting to develop her counselling, and the church here, you know, keen to have someone who could counsel here regularly. It's a lovely combination that I think God has arranged. A few more slides. Any of you know Adrian Plass? Famous Christian author. He came to an event for us a number of years ago, and from his observation, what he heard about Reach and what he heard clients were saying about Reach, he came up with this phrase that his view was that Reach shows people that God is nice. We're very honoured, and I hope that is what happens, because our heart is to show to people a God who is compassionate, who is merciful, a God who comforts people when they mourn. A God who is, lovely phrase in the Bible, who is close to those who are brokenhearted. Sometimes when we've struggled, when we mess up, when we feel no good, we think that God is distant from us. No, he promises that when we're brokenhearted, that actually when we're at our lowest, that's when he is closest to us. Here's a story from one former client. Obviously, all our clients look like that at the end of a counselling process. But these are the places that people start at. This client said, rock bottom. Feeling broken, and it's so good that through the counselling, they feel that their life has turned around, that they can move on. It's such a privilege to see people go through the journey they go through, the transformation. I literally see people talk differently, walk differently. I've seen people who've worn different clothes at the end of counselling because suddenly they felt more confident, and they acknowledge that the clothes they used to wear were sort of shaped by trying to hide and feeling lousy about themselves. We just do not. I can also think of one woman in a church who thought the only thing she could do, and this is a good thing, but for her, she felt all that she could do and had done for many years was to be a flower arranger. And at the end of her counselling, she'd become an evangelist. We have no idea where God is going to take people. And we don't control it. Just see, where is God going to take people on this person, on this particular journey? Here are some numbers that reflect the work of Reach. We have 20 people on the team. There's a mix of people who are employed and volunteers. 17 of those are trained counsellors. Through just about 30 years we've been going, we've helped over 4,500 people. We have 77 partners. Partners are individuals and churches who commit to support REACH on a regular basis, just as the church here in West Kirby, URC, is one of those valued partners. And we have 159 friends. They're people who are interested in the work of REACH and may support every now and again. We have a website. You can have a look. We're just about to put a new one up. We've been working on that. But people can print out a registration form from that if they're interested in counselling with us, or they can phone us and we send out a registration form to them. Here, a few people's experiences at the end of their counselling with REACH. You see there's reference there to improvements in marriage. A few of our counsellors, myself included, work with married couples. Sometimes it's couples who just want to improve the quality of their communication. Sometimes it can be far more serious. It can be couples who are recovering from an affair. And it's a privilege to see the journey that they can make. Here's an unusual evaluation form that one of our younger clients did. Most of our clients don't draw on their evaluation forms, but this client did this little drawing to show what their counselling experience was like. Whether sitting, you can see the drawing there, sitting opposite their counsellor, 11-year-old girl in her counselling appointment. If you can see, there's a ha-ha going on. There's laughter happening. We've been talking about serious stuff that goes on in counselling, but it's real people, and real people are funny. There's that mix of sadness and humour as people sort of connect in such a meaningful way in the counselling room. One other story. This was actually somebody I saw. And I've never seen somebody so broken at the beginning of a counselling room. Literally came in hobbling on crutches. The guy had such a stammer. He was at such a low point. And it was so lovely to see the way he progressed through his counselling and his relationship with his wife. And I put that picture in there about the sort of guy with his arms up on the beach. That could be at West Kirby, couldn't it? One of the sunsets you get around here. It actually reminded me of one client who came back for his second session and said, after his first session of counselling, he said, "I went out and punched the air with joy. I couldn't believe how much relief I experienced." There's a verse in Matthew where the people say to Jesus, "When did we see you hungry? When did we see you in need?" And Jesus makes it quite clear. When you help anybody in need, you're helping me. And thank you for being, you know, there's this mix of team and partners and friends that God has put together that have helped over 4,500 people, that will help dozens of people this coming week, right across the region and here in West Kirby and on the Wirral. People are hurting, people are struggling, people who are broken. And sometimes we can get into a bit of, we should be doing this as a church, we should be doing this. I just want to say thank you for what you are doing, that the response you have made to God's love and his compassion, and that through your generosity, through your partnership, hurt people are being helped. Through you, you know, people's needs are being treated seriously. And through the work, particularly the work that Jane is doing here, as well as the other counsellors around the Northwest, people are moving towards more of the peace and the hope that God has for them. So thank you very much, and thank you for this opportunity to share.